I don't really know how old she was. I think she was probably about 9 or something like that, I think she said, or something, 11, along in there. She had scarlet fever and lost all her hair and was just getting over it. She got a relapse. She got very, very sick again.
And was she in the United States?
No. And evidently, there the doctors were miles away, you know. Anyway, her dad, her brother, I guess her dad told her brother to go get the doctor, and he got on the horse, and he ran the horse so hard that when he came home and stopped them, why, the horse died from being run too hard, I guess. And, of course, you know that grandma, your grandma,
and how many brothers?
She, her mother died when she was 2 years old, so she was raised by a stepmother, who she said was good to her, you know, in her own way.
How many then brothers and stepsisters did you have?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Let's see. All I ever heard her really talk about was two or she must have had three, and she had several brothers. I never saw any of them, so.
Grandma had. She first married.
Well, she came to this country. And came directly to Rochester, I guess, and went to work. I think most of them had jobs before they got there. Somebody had promised to, you know, support them or take care of them when they came here. So she came directly to the Forstons, who lived by the river bridge, where the river bridge is now, where Shirley and Bob Hassett are now. There was a big house there, and that's where she came to work. And then she ended up marrying one of the boys, Arvid. And they had, Elsie and Ted, and who was a twin. Minnie and two other girls, I think, who died.
And what happened to him?
Then he was driving a milk truck, and in Centralia, he got hit by a train and was killed. And Ted, who was with him, was near death for a long time. He had broken legs and bad head concussions and stuff.
That was Elsie's brother?
Yeah. And then, of course, he died. I don't really know how old he was. We figured that out one day here a while back. But
okay, so then?
Then? I don't know just how much later she married Dad, who had never been married before.
He was not younger.
And he was in his 40s. And I think he was 43 or something when I was born. And they had us two darling little girls. And I don't know, that was kind of the...
Okay. Let's go on to parties, put the pig in the party.
Oh, well, I always say that people those days had more fun. And us kids were little, and they could find any reason to have a party or anything. Or, you know, they didn't have to get invited to stuff, they'd do... Anyway, this guy named Franz Anderson was one of these big old ugly burly looking guys who was as kind as could be, you know, I think. And my dad used to work with him in the woods, and he really thought a lot of him. He was just, and he had a wife who was mentally ill most of their married life, I think. But anyway, they used to play jokes on him, and he had a pig, and the pig got away someplace. And I guess the pig was gone for several days, and finally came back, so they had a surprise party. But the pig came back. Oh, I thought that was funny. And then one time, the same guy, he was he could eat, just eat and eat and eat. There was just no end to it. But he was a big guy, I think. So they decided they were going to kill him and eat pancakes. I mean, literally just a joke, you know. I mean, they weren't really going to kill him. The women stood and fried hotcakes. Until I don't know how many hotcakes they said he ate until he finally had to give up. They were going to get him filled up on pancakes. And then one time, this is Mom and when Alma Strand lived where I do now, Mom and Emma Johnson came to visit her one day, and she cooked coffee. She said, "Don't get my tablecloth dirty." She said, "You just put a new tablecloth on." So they took their coffee cups off the table, got down on their knees by the wood box, and drank their coffee.
Oh, I thought
also
that it was
like,
"My cows are gone."
Oh, yeah, that was some of Lula's people she knew, but this guy was goofy, I guess. And anyway, he, this woman, she said, she had these new rings, and she was going around, said, "Have you seen my cows? They've been gone since yesterday, today, and tomorrow."
I want to hear about, because Dennis told me about herself, about
how
she got voted for the best ugly nose.
Oh, that was over in Finland when she, they had some kind of, guy. The boys evidently had some kind of beauty contest, and they said they weren't going to pick Mom because she had such an ugly nose, but she was so friendly or nice or something anyway that they'd give her some prize, and I can't remember if it was sugar or some darn thing, like some silly looking like that. Anyway, she always told this joke about she didn't get the beauty prize because she has a gin under, you know.
Now,
do
you have anything else? Just anything
off
the top of your head?
Shut it off for a while.
Now, tell us about you putting the doll in the mobile.
You know, I probably wasn't much on dolls, evidently, but anyway, Ted Ness, when he was going with Elsie, gave me a doll. It was little Bobby Shafto, fat and fair, pretty eyes and golden hair. He's my love forevermore, pretty Bobby Shafto. It sit on a kind of a stuffed, you know, one, kind of flat, you know, like, and I thought, well, now I'm going to bury it. I don't like that doll. I'm going to bury it. And I buried it in the manure pile. I wasn't too much for dolls.
Are you more of a tomboy?
No.
Or just, what did you do when you were, in your spare time when you were a kid, what did you do?
Got into trouble.
Like what? Did you, like careless, went out there. Thanks, Dad. We're recording it. She was out in the swamp and doing stuff and building rafts. What did you do?
Oh, just played down at the creek and down at the river and every time
this is exactly what Carol did.
If there's any warm weather, I was down at the creek or down at the river. Lived in the water.
Oh, you swam.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You didn't hear about that one. I swam across. Well, I did swim across Black Lake. And that was when your dad and I were going together, and oh, he was mad.
Why?
Because I'd gone out there and started swimming across with him. Briggs and I without having a boat with us.
Uh-huh.
So he and Walt paddled, the canoe, paddled the boat across, came and picked us up, and we swam across. And we were just going to go a little ways, and we went a little farther, and we went a little farther.
And so, you got really irritated.
Mommy, look at me.
About the earthquake.
Well, like I said, Mom and Dad used to come and stay, you know, after they were retired and everything. They used to come and stay for a week or two at a time, and then Dad would do all kinds of work around there. He'd chopped all this wood and piled it up so nice in a big pile, and the earthquake came and knocked it all down.